Coco, the gorilla who became famous for learning sign language, has died in the United States. The California-based Gorilla Foundation that kept and studied Coco announced that she had passed away in her sleep on Tuesday. She was 46 years old. Coco touched the lives of millions as an ambassador for all gorillas and an icon for interspecies communication and empathy, the foundation said in a statement. She was beloved and will be deeply missed. Coco was a western lowland gorilla born on July 4, 1971, at the San Francisco Zoo. The very next year, Coco began working with Dr. Francine Patterson, who taught her American Sign Language. Her keepers said Coco also understood some spoken English. The teaching experiment became part of a larger project at California's Stanford University in 1974. The Stanford Project later expanded to include another western lowland gorilla named Michael, who also learned sign language. 5 years later, the Gorilla Foundation was created in the Santa Cruz Mountains, about 40 kilometers south of San Francisco. The two gorillas were moved there. Michael died in 2000. Another gorilla, named Endume, lived with Coco at the foundation. Researchers say he does not have the same sign language abilities as Coco and Michael. Coco appeared in many films and television documentaries. She appeared twice in the magazine National Geographic. Her 1978 cover showed a photograph Coco had taken of herself in a mirror. The second issue in 1985 included the story of Coco and her pet cat named All Ball. The story led to the popular book Coco's Kitten, which can be found in many schools worldwide. In 1998, Coco appeared on the Internet in what researchers called the first interspecies chat. The gorilla used the event to communicate through an interpreter to directly answer questions from fans. In 2001, Coco got publicity again when actor Robin Williams went to visit her and talked about how moved he was by the experience. "We shared something extraordinary. Laughter," the late actor said at the time. Western lowland gorillas are threatened in their native environment of Central Africa. The Gorilla Foundation says it will continue to honor Coco by continuing to carry out ongoing projects. These include conservation efforts in Africa and expanding the Maui Great Ape Sanctuary in Hawaii. In addition, the foundation says it plans to create a sign language computer app, including Coco, that is designed to help gorillas and children alike. I'm Brian Lynn.